This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
So glad you're here today, every day. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210, pound 1210, and a cell, cbsphilly.com/rich. Okay, so a couple of points here that I want to make regarding tax reform. There's great, you know, prospects here that they're going to actually get a deal done, and I feel really good about this. I do. A couple risks, but I think they're going to get it done. The big thing, the big change, the big development is Rand Paul's back. And the senator said now he's going to offer an amendment which would repeal the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act, which is huge, would be huge if they did that. Also, he's going to put in the SALT deduction, $10,000 in property taxes from their federal income, which in the Senate they did not have. In the House version, they did have the SALT deduction. So he's going to put it back in, which also would be good as well. And I think it's pretty obvious here that, and based on the conversation we had yesterday with the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, the White House is more than happy to allow the legislature to do its thing here and come up with a good tax plan, the way the Constitution intends it. Not obviously not the original Constitution, because there was no individual income tax, but revenue bills are supposed to be generated in the House. They start in the House, and then they go from there. The White House, really, in the legislative process, should have as little input as possible. Really. And the only thing the White House has said definitively that they want is they want a 20% corporate tax rate, and that's it. And you know, they're not going to budge on that. Good, you know. So that's an important point here. The Senator Rand Paul, back from his little lawn scuffle today, saying, "Today I'm announcing my intention to amend the Senate tax bill to repeal the individual mandate and provide bigger tax cuts for middle-income taxpayers. The mandate repeals a promise we all made and we should keep. It also allows an additional $300 billion in tax cuts. My amendment will fix a problem in the Senate bill where many taxpayers would see a tax increase because of the loss of state and local deductions, SALT. I will introduce a similar deduction as the House plan, making the tax reform plan more fair for everyone. This will help ensure House acceptance of the Senate plan, as leaders there have stated they will not accept the plan with no state and local deductibility. Repeal the mandate problems. Repeal the mandate, fix problems with the Senate bill through more tax cuts for all, and help ensure House and Senate plans agree." He's right, 100% on that point about the House Republicans will not, they're not going to go along with a plan that doesn't have that $10,000 deduction for your state and local taxes. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Too many Republicans represent wealthy suburban areas that will get killed under this, under that, without losing, but you lose that deduction, they're going to get whacked. It's just a reality. I mean, the suburbs are very affluent places, as you know. And when you've got Republicans in New Jersey who represent these wealthy suburban areas, and for their constituents who pay a lot of money in property taxes, and they're saying to their Republican members of Congress, this is going to kill me, and I'm going to hold you responsible. That's a big deal. And this is already going to be a close vote. So it's funny how Rand Paul comes back and puts it back in, of all people, right? Because, I mean, theoretically, Rand Paul would be of the mindset where the federal tax code should have no really deductions. It should have none of this stuff. We shouldn't be in the game of saying mortgages are good and we should take care of people's property taxes and on and on. But the reality is our tax code does a whole lot of that, does it not? And so if we're going to be in that game, we got to make sure at least then we're in a politically advantageous game, and you don't want to put Republican members of Congress in a position where they have a revolt by their suburban constituents over the fact that they're now paying more in taxes because of losing that federal deduction. And it may not affect, you know, that's the part of it, too. It's not, everybody talks about the blue states, right? They always say, well, yeah, this really hits New York, California, New Jersey, these other places. But within blue states are Republican districts. And within those red Republican districts are members of Congress who can't turn around to their constituents and say, I've just given you a tax increase, because they could lose those seats. And if you lose those seats in an already very, very close House of Representatives, where you're talking about a razor thin majority of Republicans, 26, That is really problematic. Think about it from this perspective. 2018, it's about, oh, I guess, 24 Republicans who won their districts, but Hillary Clinton won that district too. It's very odd. You know, Pennsylvania is a great example. A couple of districts in Pennsylvania where that happened, where the Republican wins, but she won also. Trump did not carry the district. You have a couple situations where some of these members of Congress outperformed the president in some of these districts. Now, in 2018, a number of different things could happen. In those districts, then the Republicans could do even better, right? And say things have changed and now the district's all in on the Republicans. Or the fact that they were willing to vote for this Republican member of Congress and then also vote for the Democrat candidate. Now they're not going to do that anymore. Now they're just going to vote for the Democrats. And that's how you can have a shift in the majority in the House of Representatives. That's how you have a shift in the majority. It's that. That's the pathway there. And if you're talking about suburban areas where you already have people in the suburbs who are, you know, for lack of a better word, angry at Trump or whatever, and they originally had voted against him, this time around they're now also angry at their Republican member of Congress. Yeah, you could see the Democrats pick up control. And those are areas where people pay a lot of property taxes and a lot of income taxes, and then losing that deduction becomes a problem. So Lori is in Ringo's, speaking of New Jersey. Hi, Lori.
Hey, Rich. I'm almost at a loss for words, which is unusual for me. But I just want to say that I find it like completely, I don't know, ironic, surreal, crazy. I supported Trump. I know you're saying, yeah, he's got to let the legislature do their job. And I know my congressman is working against this. But I live in an area where I pay $17,000 in property taxes on 2 acres of land that my husband and I busted our asses for so I could stay home and raise my kids. I went back to work now. I'm a teacher's aide. We make less than $150,000. We will not be able to keep living here if they do this. It is crazy that they can't fix corporate taxes without somehow biting, I don't know, the hand that feeds a lot of America, because we pay a lot of taxes for a lot of welfare programs and everything else, and we're going to end up seeing our taxes go up. It's crazy.
Well, yes, but one thing, though, is the alternative minimum tax would go away. So are you sure?
Yes, because
okay.
Because I stopped my career 15 years ago, we saved money and paid for our house in cash. We have no mortgage interest deduction. We're savers, okay? And that's how we've been able to live this way. But because I stopped doing that, I haven't had any AMT, okay? But I pay $17,000 in property taxes. And you can tell me, yeah, you should go work in your local community and get that fixed. Well, you know what? The state of New Jersey, that's never going to happen, because they send any money that will go to help local schools in our area, it goes to the Abbott district in this state. So they can have pools at the high school in Phillipsburg because they're in Abbott district. But in Hunterdon County, we got to pay for almost virtually all of our schooling here. And it's very expensive. And I love teachers. I'm a teacher's aide. But you know what? Teachers are getting pensions for the rest of their lives, and we are paying for that here. I'd rather pay them a great salary while they're working and let them save like me. But that's a secondary issue. The primary issue is Trump can, yeah, everybody, Mnuchin can say that the overall this is great, but individuals like me who are normal schlubs are going to get hosed by this, and also by the income tax deduction too, because we don't, you know, because of the percentage of income tax we pay in New Jersey that won't be deductible either.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people have said the same thing. And I think it's also when people say, oh, yeah, but the blue states, property taxes are as local as you get. And you can live in a Republican county and you can live in a Republican town in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And the property taxes, it is because, to your point, all your tax dollars wind up going and being redistributed. I hear you, Lori. I do. I mean, that's why without the $10,000 deduction, it definitely can't pass. But even in your case, you're saying with the $10,000 deduction, it's still not enough and you're going to pay more. And
absolutely.
I think a lot of people are in your situation. I really do. I think I'm in your situation, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and but I'm saying, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm you know, like riding my high horse. But when you plan your life and you're taught to save your whole life and not buy things and go into debt, and we looked at our property taxes as basically, instead of a mortgage, we could pay our property taxes to live in an area with farmland. And it's 2 acres. It's not a palace, okay? You know, this is, it's planned.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to move?
My first child will graduate next year from high school, and the other two will, their twins, they'll graduate in 4.5 years, and then we will have to leave. We will have to leave New Jersey. And you know what? It'll be a loss to New Jersey. We support a church here. We support this community. I'm a teacher's aide, so I'm helping kids in first grade learn how to behave themselves and act responsibly because they're not taught it at home. I am an asset to this area, and they will lose me as an asset.
Yeah, and this is the problem that Republicans, and Lori, thanks for the call, my dear, and hang in there. I you know, we value you tremendously as part of this program. All day you listen, we appreciate it. But this is the point that Republicans have to be very careful of, because Lori is as, you know, gung-ho as you get. I mean, she was out there for Trump and other Republicans. And if you lose people like her, and she's not the only one saying this, you're going to have a political problem going down the road, which is, again, why I say you should not be working on paying for the cost of tax cuts. You should be cutting spending to offset tax cuts. But instead of trying to raise more revenue to pay for tax cuts, which is what they're doing by getting rid of so many of these deductions, it could be a political disaster down the road for Republicans. They should be very, very careful here.
CLE 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.